Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
Itikweni says it's fully prepared for the 1.3 million visitors set to descend on our shores over the year-end holidays. The municipality has assured residents and holidaymakers that water quality tests are continuing at beaches. Newswatch's Nishara Sothiel reports.
The city says all 23 beaches are safe for swimming. Officials have issued a statement about bathing, particularly as it gears up for the busy festive season. According to the municipality, all swimming pools along the Golden Mile have been cleaned and filled with fresh water. But Itikweni's warned beachgoers that swimming under the influence of alcohol is strictly prohibited. Jumping off the pier at the beach is also not allowed. The city says instructions from law enforcement officers, lifeguards and pool supervisors must be obeyed at all times. Last month, 500 lifeguards were deployed to Itikweni's shores to boost safety. Meanwhile, Durban officials say they've pulled out all the stops to ensure that holidaymakers coming to Durban have a memorable and enjoyable experience. Nushera Sudial, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Human Settlement says it's identified land to house victims of the floods that swept through the Umshwachi local municipality. Last week, heavy rains caused significant damage to infrastructure and properties in the New Hanover area. Emergency teams recovered the body of a 53-year-old woman who was one of three people swept away by raging waters. At least 400 people and more than 100 households have been affected. Minister Thembi Samalane met with KZN officials yesterday to assess the progress of interventions to assist affected homes. Here's a spokesperson, Tsekiso Machike.
The minister, together with the MEC for Transport and Human Settlements, Sboniso Duma, and the mayor of Umshwati, they have managed to identify parcels of land which the people who are affected by the disasters who are living in the riverbank will be relocated to.
The country's current pass mark sets the bar too low and hampers meaningful learning. That's the opinion of Hendrik Makaneta, an education activist. He's been commenting ahead of Parliament's vote today on Bolt One SA's motion to end the 30% pass mark for matric subjects. The party feels it should be lifted to 50%. The vote comes after Friday's debate, with Bosa arguing that with the country facing the highest youth unemployment rates globally, keeping a matric pass mark at 30% is self-defeating. Makaneta agrees.
This can actually lead to a very important symbolic and, you know, practical step. But it should also form part of a very comprehensive plan so that we can be able to improve quality within the class.
Makaneta says he understands the 30% pass mark was introduced partly because of the high dropout rate.
We know that once we raise the bar, we might experience failures or the high failure rate of learners. But if we start at the foundation level to ensure that we beef up that particular sector with highly qualified teachers who can be able to teach at that level, in the long run, we will probably see an improvement.
And governments and aid groups in Indonesia and Sri Lanka are racing to deliver aid to hundreds of thousands stranded by deadly floods. At least 1,200 people have lost their lives in four countries. Torrential monsoon season downpours paired with two separate tropical cyclones last week dumped heavy rain across all of Sri Lanka and parts of Indonesia, Sumatra, southern Thailand and northern Malaysia. The flood waters have now largely receded, but the devastation means hundreds of thousands of people are living in shelters and struggling to secure clean water and food. Back home, most parts of KZN are under a yellow level 2 severe thunderstorm warning, with the weather office drawing attention to areas in the province's northwestern region. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, hail and excessive lightning could lead to flooding on roads and in low-lying roads areas later. Otherwise, expect a high of 26 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And here's a look at what's coming up in your sport. Banyana Banyana aim to close off the year with a bang tonight as they prepare for WAFCON. Veteran Proteas cricketer Danae van Niekerk warms up for her return ahead of their inbound tour against Ireland. And Australian batter Marnus Labuschagne is backing Usman Khawaja to find form ahead of their second Ashes test against England.